All right. Recording is on. All right. Well, welcome everyone to, 2021. It's a new year. All sorts of positives and promises and expectations and halfway through disappointments, I guess. I don't know. Whatever the typical year is. So the stuff that I thought we would talk about today, and we can add more to this at any time, was I wanted to make sure we talk about the spec status. I opened up a draft 6 in the repo, and we can talk about what goes in that one. Let me go ahead and move my, here we are, draft 06, which I hope to commit to IETF by January. One of the things that got left, sort of left on the cutting room floor before the end of the year, was we agreed to add a content type to documentation. So whereas I have format, like format was just like a word like HTML or Markdown or something, one of the things that Philip worked on was this notion of using a real content type so that we'd have more control over it, be more specific. So we originally, Philip had proposed content type and encoding type. And we agreed at least to make sure we added content type. And I didn't do that before the end of the year. So I want to make sure that that's in place. So I'm going to do that. And that will sort of soft deprecate format, right? Format will still be supported for now, but we'll try to move people guidance-wise to using content type, which I think is probably a much better idea. The other one that I'd like to do is, if it's okay, I'd like to add tag. We talked about tag at the end of the last year, but I'm not sure if we actually really gave it all a thumbs up. I did a short little write-up on it, which I got some feedback on, which was positive, but I'd like to pursue that. So we now have, if we did that, we would have ID, name, rel, and tag. And I did a little write-up on why each are different and solve different problems. I'll see if I can find that here. I don't know if I've got it somewhere. But those are the two things I have in the next draft. So I'm open to other things that we should consider. We've got lots of stuff in the mix. So what I do is I'll open the floor now. Let's just talk about what we think we want to do in the next version, in the next draft of it. And see what you guys say. I'm gonna pull up the issues page here. And switch to full mode. So the ones that I have, and the other one is creating the schema endpoint, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. That's not a draft specific thing, but creating the schemas endpoint is another one that'll go into 6, because then we'll refer to it in the draft. So using content type for encoding and the tags are the ones that I have currently. I think it cleans up some old ones. We've got some really old stuff, like multi-year old, and I guess it's probably time to probably cancel those out or rewrite them if we want to. I wasn't sure how to approach that today, so I didn't put it on the list, but that's something we should consider. Is there anything else that we want to consider for issues that are outstanding? I'll open it up to the floor to either one of you at this point.
I haven't read the tags one. Is it similar to like a class in HTML where you specify?
Yes. Let me go. So the write-up that I did is actually in miscellaneous docs. Yeah, and you can go ahead and read there. And it's basically what you were saying. So there's one called ID right here, this one. And yes, it's basically what you were thinking. So ID when you want document-wide unique, name when you want document-wide non-unique, but like just a single value. Rel when you want multi-valued. So the rels are actually designed to allow you to put multiple values in with space separated or something like that. When it's a public identifier, and then tag is multi-valued when it's a local identifier. That's sort of the idea. So tooling, it's primarily for tooling. So this tag belongs to OAS, or this tag helps somebody create a proto buff element, or this tag helps match things to HTML or to Siren or something like that. That was sort of the idea of it. So you could take a look, and then you can give me some feedback if you want, Stephen.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep. So let me do that here. Oh, don't want that. I got some radio interference on my mouse here. So that was one of the items for draft 6. And the other one, which we talked about before, was the one for content type. Do you want to talk, Philip, about encoding type again right now?
I'm happy that the content type itself is considered as a way to go. And regarding the encoding, it would be nice to have, but at this stage, I mean, the only reason why I have encoding is to allow to embed somehow binary data. Mm-hmm. With encoding, you can embed, for example, PDF document or any binary document because you specify the encoding. But I don't think it can hold for a while because.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see heavy usage of the element. So I think maybe be a good guys. I have happy with text and the other options. So let's do the thing with content type. I think that's good improvement. It definitely improves readability, and it's much easier to extend it to yep. use any registered media type. And yeah, I'm happy as it is right now.
Okay. I think that's good. And like you said, if we start needing encoding, if we start actually writing examples that use it, then it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
We can put encoding in. I think that's good. I think it's a good approach.
And also there is a way how to reference documentation, other documents that are considered as a documentation. So you can make a link on binary document.
Right. Yeah. So that could also help, right? So you can just do a direct link. I think we did that before, right? We talked about that.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that's good. Okay. Let's see. Let me go back to issues. So right now, those are the only ones that I know enough about to say that they need to go into this round of the spec. If we think of other ones, if you go through this list and you sit and it reminds you of things, I know Stephen, originally you had several entries here. I'm not sure if they all survived. There may be a few that got kind of old, like the doc element in embedded HTML, XML. I never really quite understood that one, but maybe that's something to consider, or maybe that's actually being handled now with what we're doing. It goes back a long ways, so it may not be, you know, revivable, but we certainly had a discussion at one point on it.
Yeah, I looked at it a while back again, and I've slept since then, so I can't remember.
Maybe. So here's what I would say. Take a look at it, and...
Oh, I see.
If it still makes sense, let's write a new one.
Sure.
And... If it doesn't make sense, we'll just kill this one. You don't have to do it.
I think the gist of it is just that doc, it should be a C data CData values for things that are that could be problems, especially with HTML in there.
And Philip, does that is content type covering that, or do we still need this notion of CData? What do you guys think of that for the XML flavor?
I think I'm not sure right now, but we spoke about it a few months earlier. I'm not sure if it's incorporated in the specification, mm-hmm. but as far as I can remember, we said that yes, C data should be allowed or required, even required, because there are issues with XML documents embedded as a plain text. And yeah. the tool I wrote, it's using CData. So I need to check the specification, but I think it's somehow, we process it somehow.
All right. So if you could do me a favor and sort of summarize on that thread, like kind of boil it down.
Sure.
Because I know we had a discussion. I'm fine with saying with including CData as the XML as part of the XML spec. I want to make sure that we think it through for the JSON. Does it matter to JSON at all? And if it doesn't, that's fine. I don't know what the hell to do with the YAML on that. You know what the YAML story is.
It's strictly related to XML because the issue are. To text that, for example, in pure XML, you have to always you need a begin tag and end tag, and if yeah. there is no end tag, that it's an error. But for example, in HTML old versions, non-XML version is not required. So if you embed something like that in XML as plain text, that it breaks the whole XML. That's the only reason why I have CData.
Yep. And then I think we're going to have to put that in as a should, right? Just to make sure it doesn't break any existing people.
I'm trying to look for the old discussion because there could be even an issue on that already.
Yeah, there definitely was. We had a pretty long discussion on Stephen's initial issue all that time ago, but it kind of died and got left. Looks like you actually you did add something in October. As saying must.
Yeah,
you wanted to say must, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's related to okay. JSON though. Is that right? Must as a string? Maybe not.
C91. Yeah, it goes back to.
I was reacting to your proposal, to Mark's proposal, and it was the doc element content must be a string.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, the element's content, yeah.
Represent. I understand now. I was trying just to say that the content must be represented as a string,
yes.
As a way to say that if it's needed, it must be embedded and collapsed with CData.
Okay. I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I think Mark
and the second constraint must be valid XML. That's the key, I think. I'm sorry, Steven. I'm just looking at I guess it's Mark. Mark Foster comment.
Yeah.
The ALPS document must be valid XML.
Yeah.
And that says it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess essentially you can't really put XML within or HTML without a C data
right
within the doc section.
Yeah, you can do it safely, let's say.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So we could say this, right? If you wanted to, must use C data, must enclose in C data.
I think there is no other way. So yeah. It could be a recommendation, use C data.
I think the idea would just be to discourage the idea of putting XML directly into that doc, XML or HTML directly in there. Even if it is valid XML, you still don't want to parse it as additional XML for the document. You want to parse it as a string, and then you say, "Oh, this is the now you have the content type as text HTML. Now you can parse it as HTML rather than additional XML."
Discourage placing XML.
Or HTML too. Yeah.
XML or HTML within the doc element, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I would say. I think this is close. Philip, do you have any other you were about to say?
Yeah, something? Just that the second point and the last four point, I think they are related. We just have to find better wording because
right.
Those two points that they have the same intention. Better wording.
Okay, I'll take a shot at the wording right here in this thread. I'll just like sort of write up whatever that paragraph's going to be, and if you come up with ideas or phrases that you think ought to be there, just add it to this thread.
One of the things too is that. I know Philip up there wrote about it being a string. Mm-hmm. And if you we're going to talk about schemas, I guess, here soon, but that kind of takes care of a lot of things too. If you say that the schema for this is a string, you can't put XML directly into it. So maybe it doesn't have to be super complicated, just to say that as far as schemas go, this is a string. And that's what's required for this content. Here's a recommendation for you that, you know, when you're putting strings into XML, you should just put, you need to use C data whenever you're doing XML or anything that has tags.
Oops, capitalization.
So the comment that he put up there about it, that it must be a string, you know, maybe the only thing you have to add, the C data comment could just be kind of a hint to people if you wanted to add that.
Yeah. So basically it's saying the contents of the document must be treated as a string, and as guidance, if you're using the XML format, you should enclose this in C data.
If there are conflicting, like if you're putting XML and HTML in there, then yeah, you need a C data around it.
Yeah.
If it's just text, you know, you don't need it.
Okay. All right, I'll work on that. And again, if you come up with other cool phrases, just add them in, and I'll work that. So they added that to the stage list. So hopefully by next week.
I'm just thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I totally agree with you, Steven. I'm just thinking because of this discussion that maybe a short paragraph basically rephrasing what was said here, like an explanation, would be maybe the helpful thing because, you know, the interpretation, we can improve it. We can say it must be XSD string. To perfectly address that, as Steven pointed out, but I'm just saying that maybe a little paragraph would be very helpful to help.
Would you be willing to try to write up that paragraph, Philip?
Yeah, I can, but guys, you have to proofread it.
Sure. Yeah. No worries. No worries at all. We'll all get a chance to look at it. But yeah, because I think you've done a pretty good job in the past of helping with that. So that would help me a lot.
Okay.
And you can just drop it in this thread here and that'd be just fine.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Let me go back here. So if there are any other things that you think about for staging in this next version, just let us know. I don't know if you got ideas now, but you can do something on the either here or in the forum. And by the way, based on Philip's suggestion, I did open up discussions as well in the spec. So some of the stuff that we're doing in issues, maybe if you want to, I don't know what the optimal etiquette is, but if you want to start discussions here to kind of keep the issues clean or something like that, it's totally fine with me. We can just see how it goes.
I think that the original intention of GitHub to bring this kind of discussion, it looks like a very simplistic Stack Overflow. So I think that's the primary motivation, because there are a question and an answer. You can mark an answer, but why not? We can use it this way.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with however you want to use it. I wasn't paying attention that this was actually available, so it's cool. I like it. I'm more than happy to learn. Okay, let me close this. I'm checking to see if nothing from Akihito. So I wanted to just check and see. Okay, so that was what I wanted to talk about on the draft side. If there's nothing else, we can move on to the next suggested item, and that is the schema stuff. Does that sound good? So based on feedback from Steven and Akihito, I added a repo just for schemas. And I thought that was right now the schema is a subfolder in spec, but I thought let's elevate it to its own repo. And then that would allow, if you wanted to use this as a publishing point, either through GitHub or Netlify or whatever you wanted to do, we could insert the schemas, make them public addresses, and then even include additional content if you wanted to, guidance documents and stuff like that. And Steven was the first person to volunteer.
Cool. So I guess the idea is to take what's in that schemas folder, move it over, and start to kind of work through that as a way to make things public and make things, put it on the web.
Right. And I'd be happy to create some URL rewriting rules on the main domain. If we wanted to create I would create a folder that just points to this, whatever gets published in the end, so that people could use, a stable domain, like alps.io domain. I won't worry about that now until you get some things set up. And then we could figure out the smartest way to put that together. If we want to actually just write some DNS rules here, or if we just want to use some rewrite rules, because I can do some not redirect, but so URL masking rules so that the URLs are stable. We can figure out what we want to do. You let me know at that time, and I'll let you and Akihito or anyone else that wants to get involved figure out just what the layout of this folder is and how you want to do it. I'm totally fine with it.
Sure. Would you be open to like a subdomain like schemas.alps.io?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cause then that you don't, then the domain can go directly to the repo. You wouldn't have to do any kind of rewriting.
Yeah. So you could just make it a one-shot deal, right? And just do yeah. a, create an A record and then point it right to this content, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we get there, I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That sounds fine. Sounds very good.
There is just one downside of using GitHub Pages for this. It serves everything with text plain content type. It could not be a problem. Sometimes it can be a problem. Just saying that that's the one disadvantage.
So there's no way to actually inform the content type when it.
I don't know if there is no way. I was facing this issue because some processors they expect and correctly expect content type. But maybe there is. Just saying, let's do it in this way. I fully support it. I'm just saying that's something we should be aware.
That sounds fine. And if we do the way Steven suggests, if I set up a subdomain, then we'll have the freedom to create other solutions if we need it.
Netlify also may take care of content types as well based on the extensions.
Okay.
Cool. I know they do some creative stuff, like if you name something .html, you can take off the HTML. It does kind of a it looks for a file.
Okay.
So you kind of make your URLs a little prettier and not have to do anything super crazy with it.
Cool. It's a good point, Philip. It's a good point. That especially comes up in the semantic side, right, Philip? Like RDF and stuff like that too, probably.
We all read the HTTP specification. It's basically a violation, but it's the way how GitHub does it. Maybe there is a workaround, I don't know. The guys working with JSON-LD, they have a huge issue with this because all the JSON-LD processors, they expect for a content type, and many JSON-LD contexts are stored at GitHub, so you have to write a workaround. But I'm happy to learn now. Whatever workaround we can use, and I just said that because maybe someone would ask the issue, so we are all on the same page. It's workable.
Yep. That sounds fine. Let's see what's there, and then we'll kind of sort it out. And Netlify might be the solution. You guys can work on it. You let me know. Cool. All right. Let's see. That's all I got at this point. And the next section really to me was to talk about anything you want to talk about, individual tooling projects or anything else going on. Steven, I wasn't sure. Is your project official? Like you were working on sort of an interface project, right?
I've been on a bit of a sabbatical for a while, so I haven't touched it. But it's nothing that's ready to be published yet. But it's still something I'm wanting to work on.
There you go. So I would just talk a little bit about Unified. You'll remember Martin Muller had worked on creating some AWS tooling, AWS CDK. And he ended up recreating the processing of Unified. He used Unified, but it was a pretty hacky, I wrote just this POC version. So I'm getting some requests to improve the rendering inside Unified. So I want to talk to Martin and see if we can't all just focus on one library. And then what I'm hoping to do is then I could, I'd be happy to host a CLI instance of that library. I would replace my gut code with his library. So I want to do that. That's sort of where we are now. I got some Proto 3 requests to improve the generation of protobuf files. some proper styling and some things like that. Before I get too far into it, I wanted to talk to Martin. So I'll try to contact Martin, see what he wants to do. And then hopefully we'll just get a single unified library and then different implementations with the CDK and the CLI and whatever. That sort of begs the question, which was something we've always talked about in ALPS history, Foster and Richardson and I, and that is mapping or binding documents. We have some early references to mapping and binding in the spec, and there are some mapping and binding documents in the miscellaneous docs folder. So how do you map ALPS to protobuf? How do you map ALPS to OAS? How do you map ALPS to RAML, so on and so forth? And it wasn't a big deal until we started to have more than one tool doing the same thing, right? So now we have multiple tools trying to map to protobuf between Martin and myself. So I think we're going to have to maybe revive the idea of writing sort of a definitive binding or a definitive mapping document that says this thing in ALPS becomes this thing in protobuf, or vice versa. To get this thing in protobuf, you have to have this thing in ALPS or something. And I think that also speaks to Philip, your project. I only listed the CLI project here, but you started working on a way to generate ALPS from OAS, right? From OpenAPI, right?
It's part of this project.
So that's also mapping and binding as well, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I don't want to rush into that writing up these documents. Ah, there he is. I don't want to rush into it, but I want to make sure that we're prepared for that in our heads. As we start to do more of these, then we're going to have to kind of standardize the way this is done for multiple tool vendors. And you can do it by saying you have to use our library or our SDK, or you can do it by writing up a doc, right? So, hello.
Hello. Sorry to be late.
That's fine. We changed the time again. I was hoping it would make it easier for you.
Yeah. Then I forgot that.
No worries. Good to see you.
Good to see you again. Yes. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year. Very good. We were just starting to talk about some tooling things. So,
right.
And it's, the recording is on, so you can go back and check the early bits.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, that my only comment on my unified tool is that I want to get with Martin and coordinate the use of a single SDK inside, because right now we're duplicating. And eventually, I think this means we're going to have to sort of standardize how we map or write, how you convert something in ALPS into something in protobuf or something in OpenAPI.
Right.
Things like that. So that's going to be sort of my near-term approach to that particular project. We're going to focus on shared SDK and eventually maybe write up a way to do the mapping. That's all I have on that one. Philip, do you want to talk about what you're working on at all?
Thank you. I have promised a lot of stuff before Christmas, and I'm sorry I didn't finish anything yet. I have a few more papers to read, but next week I will bring you something. And just if you work on something similar, I'm playing with Effective ALPS document. It's kind of document that includes any embedded document. So it's a representation, and I'm also playing with ALPS. I call that structure or design patterns. I mean the basic patterns that you can see in because you can see ALPS document as a graph as demonstrated by Akihito with his tool. And so I'm trying to look at those graphs. If there are some patterns, we can document and write more about it. And the last things are ontologies and taxonomies, but I really need more time to study a few more papers on this. Thank you.
That's, all that stuff sounds great. Mm-hmm. All that stuff sounds great, especially like the idea of starting to notice or document or recommend patterns. That could be super powerful. That could be very good. So did you say you're basically working on a presentation also? Is that was the first item?
It seems now that I am. I can prepare a short, very informal presentation for you guys.
I'm just asking about it because I like to sort of keep track of if ALPS is discussed in various places. So if you end up doing a presentation, if you could eventually share slides or video, that'd be fantastic. But no pressure though. You don't owe us here in the group anything.
I was thinking that regarding those patterns, it's something that's needed to show you guys and start discussing it if you see the same.
I love it.
Okay.
I'd love to see
it. I will send you to group and maybe it will attract more guys in the next meeting.
Excellent. Sounds great. Akihito, do you want to talk about ASD, state of affairs? Do you have anything to...
Oh, no, sure. I have nothing to this week.
Okay, no worries. No problem. I will just say that at least in December and starting into January, ASD has kind of become my standard sort of instant feedback editor.
Wow.
Even if I'm not, I'm being honest with you now, even if I'm not so interested in the SVG, it's becoming... especially with the watcher, it's becoming the quickest way I can make sure I'm writing a good document for me. Because I tend to use Vim and plain text editors. I don't use IntelliJ or Studio or something. So this has actually become a quick validator, sort of real time check. And then I run it through Philips command line validator as part of my build process now. So both of your tools are actually an essential part of my daily.
Oh, sounds great. Both of you. Yeah. So Mike, do you have any feedback? So it's like the error is improved, right?
Yes, error is definitely improving. There are still some cases. So a good example would be if I actually end up writing an invalid JSON document,
all right,
I can break the whole thing. So I don't even get like a message saying invalid JSON, right? I just get error one or something like that, right? So sometimes it's kind of tough for me to kind of debug out if I make that fatal an error, which is fine. But definitely the errors are improving and that's been helpful. I'll go back and see if I've got some more notes from the last time and I'll share them online with you if I have them. If I come into something, I'll let you know.
Yeah, as we discussed before, I want to improve more about errors and to make it more tutorial or something, right?
Yeah, you talked about that last time.
Yeah, that's my idea.
Yes, you suggest, right? It's like, I think you meant, or like you should use. More,
and then so you can start very limited knowledge, very minimal knowledge to get more with error messages.
Yeah, so... some of that turns into stylistic too, right? Like a best practice is to do this.
Right.
Some of this is just to write a valid document. Some of it is to say, you know, you really should blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that starts to remind me of Phil Sturgeon's work in Spectral. Do you know this Spectral?
No, I know the Phil Sturgeon, but I don't know the Phil Spectral. Yeah.
Spectral is in English, as they say. I think that's the newest version of it.
Oh.
See if I can find it here. Yeah, here it is. Come on. My internet's a little slow today.
And democracy as well.
Okay, and that's don't get me started. Okay, so there's the Spectral project on GitHub, and he really kind of designed that to help to do the same kind of thing for OpenAPI, is to help people get started early and to also create, their goal is to create stylistic rules for linting. So at a company, you may have a rule that says, it's sort of like writing a custom schema, right? Mm-hmm. So, but they use regex rules because they don't want to apply it just to JSON. They want to apply it to lots of things. Mm-hmm. The only reason I mention this is there might be some design or motivation elements in Spectral that help inform your work as well.
I see. Yeah. So I'm okay.
So it's just a it's just sort of a recommended, you know, I think you're both trying to solve some of the same problems.
Yeah.
Especially as you improve errors and try to teach people. So I thought I would just share that. That's all.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned this, Mike. Spectral can be used just general purpose, JSON and YAML.
Yeah. So we could, yeah. And it that's right. It also targets YAML rather than JSON. But Spectral ruling might be another project for ALPS as well. I didn't mention that specifically, but if somebody wants to volunteer and work on that, that would be pretty cool.
Well, it could also go a little bit hand in hand with some of the schema stuff. It would be JSON specific or YAML specific, but you can basically apply schemas to different attributes as well throughout a document. So that's also an option.
Yeah. By the way, Akihito, I don't know if you noticed, but I did start a schema repo in ALPS.io.
Oh yeah. I noticed. Yes.
So you and Steven can kind of work out some details on the best strategy for moving the schemas to that location. And I'll work with Steven to create stable URLs, probably a subdomain, schemas.alps.io. And then you can start doing material there. So that's another thing that you guys can work on as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you can create whatever you want in that space, guidance documents, schemas, schema registry, whatever's going on, you can start to, you know, tell us what you think it needs to go there.
Good, thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, they got off track a little bit when I mentioned Spectral, but it just made me think of it when I was starting to, you know, hear you talk about, you know, helping guidance, give us better guidance on how to write them. So.
Right. So Mike, please record. Yeah. Like, please give me some suggestions, this type.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I will, as I'm going through, I'm going to do some stuff this weekend. So if I start another round this weekend, I'll take some notes on whatever my experience is and pass it along.
Right.
Cool. Very good.
Yeah. I also do with my team. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Steven, did you want to talk at all about what you're working on or not?
Nothing new from the last time I talked about it. Just the idea of being able to write kind of markdown files and a directory structure and pull out an ALPS document from it. Yeah. I've got kind of everything lined up, except I just haven't built it yet. So hope to work on that one of these days.
Yeah, just that's a minor thing. It's all lined up. It's just not built.
Everything's there. I have everything planned out, except it doesn't exist yet.
I think that's what they said about the pyramids. It's like, it's all planned out. It's just a minor. Just got to build it.
Now the easy part. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the easy part. Cool. No problem. I'm sorry. Yeah. I wanted to make sure Koryama did. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about? I didn't ask.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay at this time.
And Martin's not here today. So we'll let Martin go. Is there anything else anyone wants to discuss, talk about? It's a new year.
Yeah, I would just like ask Steven if he have a public repository yet, or if it's private right now.
I have a repository of some stuff I've been tinkering around with as far as like modeling ALPS, and it was a Python library. But I probably would do something different. Oh, I actually do have a repo that's like a README driven. Okay. I'll get the links real quick right now.
Okay.
Cool.
Very good. I have seen the Python repo. Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, you've already seen them? Okay.
All right. Okay. So just as a quick summary for Akihito, who might have missed it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I started to outline some things for draft six, which there's that ID name rel tag, asking everyone to kind of read through one more time before I commit. Let me actually post that here, make it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Post that in the chat in Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then issues around content type for doc and about XML string type. So these are things that have been sitting around for a long time. Use of C data, basically saying the doc must be treated as a string inside the document to try to simplify some of the parsing and clean up some loose ends. That's all I have right now staged for draft six. If there are other ideas that we need to talk about, I'd like to get draft six by the end of the month, but you know, we're always kind of loose on that. So if there are things that we need to change on the spec or add to the spec, open to doing that. I'm kind of hoping that these lists are getting shorter, so I'm hoping that maybe it's getting stable, and then we can sort of not worry about changing the spec so much, but worry about using it, and then that'll help us discover some things along the way. That way, it's not a moving target. Long-term goals for this calendar year is I'd really like to see IETF take on ALPS as a real media type rather than just our own document. And that means we need an IETF sponsor. And I've kind of shopped this around a little bit to the new HTTP API working group at IETF. Mm-hmm. And we might be able to help get a sponsor there. And then that would mean doing the spec one more time and leveling it up to a real IETF document. Honestly, it takes about a year. So if that happens, I'd be surprised if it was completed in 21. It's just the way the IETF works. But that would give a lot more credibility. The other thing that I have as a long-term is to reach out more to people like Pivotal at Spring. Mm-hmm. They say they use the ALPS spec. See what's really going on there and see if we can't do more there. Those are the things that are in my head, at least, for the year.
It should be a long journey.
Yes. Well, yes. For me, it's like an always journey. For others, though, I understand completely. This is not their life. So I'm trying to be mindful as well. I really appreciate the generosity of everyone here. You've been very, very generous and patient. In several cases, Akihito and Philip in particular have been patient for years. So I appreciate that very, very much. I do. Okay, that's all I have. If anybody has got anything else.
Mike, can I ask a quick question
sure.
about the schema repo? I was just curious on what your thoughts on would be for the main purpose of it. Is it, I'll just let you kind of answer that. What do you think is the main purpose of having the repo and putting it online as like a stable URL?
So that other people can use the schemas over time, so that they can refer to them in editing documents or use them as, you know, in XML references and classic XML references, and they become stable points along the way. And that way you can write tooling around them. That's primarily what I'm thinking.
Is the idea to make it where people can use those actual URLs in their tooling? So that,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is primarily motivated by Akihito's work in his tooling, right? You actually kind of depend on a stable address for schema, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And so then it can be have to, yeah. Anytime there's new drafts or, well, I guess drafts are they backwards compatible?
Yeah, the spec drafts are supposed to be backwards compatible. And if they're not, then they would have to, my recommendation is if we make a non-backwards compatible change, then we're going to have to change the media type string, mm-hmm. right? So the media type for ALPS is going to be the promise of compatibility. if you're using this media type, then these are the things that apply.
Does the version matter? I know there's a version.
So far, the version doesn't. Version was is included as a sort of a to be complete kind of thing. And it's never been used, and it's never been anything except 1.0.
So you won't use that version as a way to do changes?
I don't suspect that's going to be the case, but the documentation doesn't promise that. In other words, it's there in case somebody makes a valid case that this should be used in this way. And if it is, my gut feeling is that it would only be for backward compatible. So it would be 1.1 or 1.2, and it wouldn't be 2.0, but that's not determined at all.
My reason is that if we make like a URL for the schemas, we may, if there is a chance of that happening, we may want to name the schema 1.0 in the URL.
That would be fine with me. You guys can kind of, you tell me what you think is best. I think that's good for the reasons we just stated. In other words, go ahead and do a V1, even if it never becomes anything else.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you kind of reserve the space. I like that thinking ahead part, which will make it easier or consistent.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys can decide and let us know what you think.
Sounds good.
We all good?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Let me do this because I have to do this. We all good? Thumbs up. My typical Amundsen thumbs, right? Okay. Listen, thank you very much. Very good. And I'll update the recordings. I realized that I did not actually commit the last couple recordings to the URL, and I'll do that and then share that on the list. And then I guess we'll see everybody next week, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy New Year again. Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year again. Yes.
So long. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Arigato.
Arigato.